पक्का माहिती आहे किती आहे तिच्यात पक्का माहिती आहे आम्हाला शिवया
We are Lusaka's number one. 91.3 FM. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Member criticizes court's denial of PF convention. Voter turnout in Kasama Mero by-election improving after a slow start. In international news, search and rescue efforts continue in Mozambique after weeks of heavy rains. In sports news, the Confederation of African Football gives Senegal coach Pape Thiaw a 5-match suspension and a $100,000 fine for unsupporting conduct.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Suilanja Mulenga. Voter turnout in Kasama Mero by-election is gradually improving after a slow start. Patriotic Front PF Legal Chairperson George Chisanga State Council confirmed the development in a phone interview with Power FM News, stating that the situation is calm despite allegations of vote buying by suspected ruling party officials. Mr. Chisanga added that despite voter buying schemes, the Tonse Alliance's FDD candidate will win. Six political parties are contesting the mayoral by-election, namely the United Party for National Development, UPND, Forum for Democracy and Development, FDD, Citizens First, CF, Socialist Party, SP, New Focus Party, NFP, and the United Progressive People's Party of Zambia, UPPZ.
We have the expectation and confidence that they have their bill. Again, even today, we keep observing, you know, instances of open bribery by the UPND. They've got the papers without number plates on them, running, driving around town and giving people money and asking to stand for their candidate. Okay, and we know this is a modus operandi for the UPND. They can bribe without any hour of fear. But what is even more distressing today is that there are people from whom they had grabbed the voters' cards and NRCs, the assurance that they would give them their voters' cards and NRCs this morning. In the morning, they had started handing back the NRCs, but I think we noticed, because I think they're monitoring this, you know, with a very wide radar, because they're seeing almost everything that's going on. So I think they've seen that most of the people that had handed these NRCs in exchange for some gratification, when they go to vote, they are not voting according to the instruction given to them by the UPND. So now they've started refusing to give people NRCs. I'm just about to grab a
In a related development, Caritas Zambia Executive Director Father Gabriel Mapulanga has called for transparency in the Kasama Mero by-election, stating that the results should reflect the will of the Kasama people. He warned that manipulating the outcome of any legitimate election undermines the country's democracy.
Of course, what we expect, first of all, is that the election should be free and fair. We don't expect the violence to happen, and we appeal to all players not to engage in violence. That's the first thing. Then the second thing, we want also the elections to be truthful, to reflect the actual situation. If people are being bought, like given things so that they vote for those who are giving them something, we don't encourage that kind of thing. And if there is anything like lack of transparency in the way the elections conducted, we don't want that kind of thing. We expect that the voting day will be come, the counting will be done in a transparent way, and the election will reflect the will of the people.
In another development, Opposition Socialist Party SP leader Fred Membe has condemned the court's ongoing refusal to allow the Patriotic Front, PF, to hold its convention, describing it as not just a legal issue but a direct threat to Zambia's democratic framework. The opposition leader emphasized that when courts interfere in the internal processes of political parties, especially during times of heightened political sensitivity, the matter exceeds legalities and becomes a question of national integrity. Dr. Membe expressed concern over the perception that certain sectors of the judiciary have compromised their impartiality, opting instead to influence political outcomes. With Zambia approaching a crucial general election in August, Mr. Membe noted that judges committed to democratic stability should recognize the significance of their decisions at this critical juncture. He warned that courts do not operate in isolation, and each injunction, delay, and selective urgency carries political ramifications. Dr. Membe further argued that blocking the Patriotic Front convention does not merely affect the party, it undermines the rights of millions of citizens who support competitive politics, pluralism, and the freedom of political organizations to operate without judicial interference. In another development, government has intensified efforts to keep girls in school, targeting poor rural families and disadvantaged adolescent girls as part of a broader push to improve female education outcomes in Zambia. Southern Province Education Officer Dr. Oliver Kambuli says the initiative aims to reduce dropout rates among vulnerable girls by strengthening support systems within schools and communities. Speaking during a training of trainers workshop on the case management systems, CMS, for the Keeping Girls in School, KGS initiative held in Livingston, Dr. Kambuli explained that the CMS is designed to increase access, participation and progress of vulnerable adolescent girls in secondary education. He said the system helps girls and education officers track learners who are at risk of dropping out, enabling timely intervention to keep them enrolled and supported throughout the academic journey. Dr. Kambuli revealed that with financial backing from the National Treasury, the Ministry of Education has resolved to scale up the CMS to remaining KGS implementing districts and non-KGS districts across the country, a move aimed at expanding the program's reach and impact.
We don't just detain them, but we must insist that they complete up to what they session them. The case management system intervention targets three categories of girls, namely girls at risk of missing school days or dropping out. The other one is girls who have dropped out of school already. The third is eligible, but out of school girls who may require extra support in law. I wish also to mention that with the introduction of tertiary education support for these girls in 2022, case management system intervention supports tertiary level beneficiaries to ensure that they access tertiary education and remain in school to complete their tertiary education.
In another development, tourist arrival in Zambia has climbed to 2.2 million, signaling steady growth in the country's tourism sector. Tourism Minister Rodney Sikumba says the sector is firmly on a growth trajectory following a strong recovery recorded between 2021 and 2025. Mr. Sikumba explained that government has deliberately moved away from a narrow, traditional tourism approach to a broader travel and tourism model. Speaking with the media, he revealed that international tourist arrivals rose to 2.2 million in 2025, marking a 4% increase compared to the previous year. Mr. Sikumba attributed the positive performance to targeted policy reforms and a renewed push to diversify and expand tourism products across the country. In international news, a burst of heavy fire and explosions erupted early Thursday near the international airport in Niger's capital, Niamey, before halting within hours, residents told AFP. Videos filmed by residents of the area showed streaks of light in the sky with the sound of loud explosions, while other images showed flames several meters high and charred cars. The capital's Diori Hamani International Airport houses an Air Force base and is located about 10 kilometers, 6 miles from the presidential palace. Niger, a country hit regularly by jihadist attacks, has been led for more than 2 years by Abdurrahman Tiani, the head of a junta that overthrew the country's elected civilian president in 2023. The shooting began shortly after midnight, according to residents of a neighborhood near the airport. It was not immediately clear what had caused the gunfire and whether there were any casualties. The sound of sirens from fire trucks heading towards the airport could also be heard in the early hours of the morning, residents say.